everybody. This is Ron Amatroff and the Creation Lightship. And this is Saturday Night Live from New York. And this is the Creation Lightship show. We're going to the Lightship tonight. Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going there in about probably 5 minutes. So let's do a mind to heart drop to get everybody heart centered, so you can be in the present moment. And I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. This you can do yourself anytime you wish. And I'd recommend, you know, some people just say, gee, I did it last week. You know, isn't that keeping me heart-centered? And so I basically say, no, you can be taken out of your heart 2 minutes after you do this. So you want to do it continuously, you know, at least 3 times a day. So here we go. And this is just an exercise that I do to help people to do this. So you can go to the website and check it out, too. And on the very top, there's some drop-down boxes of different types of things. And one of those is that clearing and healing. So here we go. Your spirit now, when we do this, is commanded to bring your awakening thoughts to your heart center. And when you're in that location in your heart, you cannot have a positive thought or a negative thought, because the light cannot judge itself. So that's why the light does not channel to anybody. And do this. It don't come through the angels or anything like that. The light cannot channel source energy to you. It only comes to your spirit. And your spirit is what you want to connect to. This is why we do this process. So here we go. Dropping down to your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So think a thought. You should feel the energy in your heart center right now. And like I said, you cannot have a negative thought or a positive thought, because the light does not judge. It's non-judgmental energy. And bringing that into a word that we know here, this word would be peace. So it cannot judge itself. This is why the light does not channel through anyone. Otherwise, if it did channel through anyone, then it would be using our conventional language in here. And that language that we're using may have a different meaning. Maybe in the next day or even 20 years from now. So this is why the light does not do that, and it never has. So here we go. Let's get rid of some emotional trauma that people have experienced, and we'll go to the light ship. So emotional traumas for the last week, I'll count to 10. Just think of something, one thing. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll now go to the light ship. Normally we're there for about 20 minutes. So you want to request one physical condition, problem that you're dealing with. And this part of the program will not work on the archives because of alien abduction. So we don't want anybody to think they're going to the light ship by thinking about the light ship in their head, because that would be an abduction to you, because the light would not take you. They don't do this. So here we go. Let's go and bring up the light beam on the monitor screen. Just scroll down about an inch or so on the scroll bar. And here comes the energy, so stronger. This is peace energy for the people on the archives. Since this is a Saturday show, our date here is the 23rd of October, 2010. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll go to the light ship in a minute here. So, again, think of one physical condition. And people sometimes will actually hold their body where the problem could be. Maybe you might have a sore knee or something. I've even had people actually take like a little name tag, we'll say, that you stick on your clothing, and they'll write on that where their problem is, so that the light beams will see that also. So that might be new to you, but that happens too. So let's go to the light ship. If you have an animal or pet you want to bring up, flowers, tree, garden, plants, we can do that too. I'm going to count to five as we go up. You're going to feel the light ship energy connecting to you. And this is the source energy that created your spirit and your body. And they have the spiritual blueprints for this. This is how the healings take place. And the healings are between you and the light beam doctors on the light ship. And I'll bring forth particular life forms that we're used to seeing here on this planet. So here we go. Remember, they have to materialize a body, create a blueprint, and the body then forms or find a blueprint. So here we go. This is why we have like dolphins and mermaids, frogs, etc., trees, waterfalls. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. I'll count to five. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're there now. And the first room we're going into is a room that a lot of people like. They have a lot of requests for this. This is the rainbow waterfall room. The water does not touch your skin whatsoever, but it just kind of comes around you. And we'll do a cleansing and a healing on the outside of your body and also on the inside of you. And let's go to the immune system room. This is like a large shower. And different colors of light will go through you. If you do have a problem with a condition, you might feel your body getting heated up a little bit. And especially if your immune system is actually not working properly. So here we go. Going into this room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll now go into a room to give people life force energy. So this is if you wish to have more energy in your body right now. Now, if you're back east like myself and it's midnight, I don't necessarily want to be charged up for 3 hours. So what I want to do is take advantage of the pink energy right now. So I'm going to bring in the red if you want to have more energy in your body. Maybe this is the last show that you're listening to on BBS and you have to go to work doing a night shift, so you may want to have energy. I want to bring in peace energy or pink energy that will actually calm your body down so you can go to sleep tonight. So this is for peaceful sleeping. So first bring in the red, and here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And here's the pink energy. So if you're back east or wherever you are, you want to go to sleep, this will help you out after this program. So I'll just use the countdown. So here we go. So one, count up, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's go into another room. And let's go into the room where they have the white light energy. And this energy is the white light energy from source energy. It's completely different than the light of the darkness energy that people normally bring in on this planet, like in meditation groups, etc., because it won't normally be source energy. They'll use the mind energy, which I call the light of the darkness. So here's true white light energy from the light ship. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So enjoy that. Let's go in and have some of the koala bears come to us for healing. Again, you want to request your healing. And here's three koala bears. So one, two, three, four, and five. Let's go into the bumblebee room, and we'll have some of that royal jelly if you like. So here's the bumblebees. These are all light beings taking a physical form to do healings on you. So here's the bumblebee energy. You can pet their fur. These happen to be about 6 foot in length, fairly large in diameter, so we can ride on them if we wish. Buzz around the room. So here we go. See some plants and flowers. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And here's the royal jelly. So it's going on your index finger. And on the light ship, you're going to place a little bit of that underneath your tongue. I'll count to five so you can actually feel it in your mouth. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And let's now have another room. And let's go into the room where they have the bullfrogs. And here they come. So request healing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And we'll go into the room where the deer are and the fawns. So I'll use the word stronger again. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go to another location. Let's go in where the manatees are. So we're going into the water. Going to be with the manatees. They're coming around us for healing. Request your healing now. And here they are. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go to another location where the large butterflies are. Here they come. They're going to be doing healing on us too. So remember, you're in many rooms at one time. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see here. Let's go into the room where they have the crystal geode. This is quartz crystal. This geode is probably internal diameter about 80 feet, and we're levitating, so here we go. In the center of this room, you're going to feel the quartz energy coming to us now. Request healing, one, two, three, four, and five, okay. And we'll go to the room where they have the dog energy. So if you're a fan of dogs, we'll have some puppies come into the room here. So just sit back and relax. Here comes three little puppies. You might feel the little paws maybe on your face, on your body, as you're kind of walking on you. Here they come. And stronger, 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 and stronger. And that's for the dog fans. Let's go into the room where they have the little kittens. So here comes the cats, the little kittens. So here they are. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And here on the coastline here, it's a little bit cool. So let's bring in some warm energy. So if you're kind of cold where you are a little bit, we're going to go into the room where they'll warm your temperature up of your body. You can probably feel it down here. So this is the East Coast. It's a little cool here. I don't know what it's like on the West Coast or anywhere else or up north, but if you're in Canada, it might be cool there too. So here we go. And feel your body temperature heat up a little bit. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into one other room here. And let's go into the room where they have the purple energy. So here it comes. So count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now let's go to a room where they have the green healing energy. So I'll count to 10 again to bring that in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have a room that has grasshoppers. So we can hop around on them if we wish. These are pretty large, too. So here comes the grasshoppers. And stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have a request on the fast chat I see for mountain energy. So let's give that a try here. So on the lightship, there are mountains. And let's just go to a mountain that would be, say, the height of maybe 20,000 feet. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. I have a request for a circulation room, so we'll do part of the clearing that we have on the website, the circulatory clearing. And here comes this energy. So stronger. Just a sample. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll go in one final room. This is a room where they have the very large trees. And here's the tree energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. That's our last room that we have. We go on these conference call healing sessions like we're doing now for 1 hour for $20 Mondays and Fridays. So if you wish to have some more healing, this is, you know, the way to have it done. So let's go into the room where they have the orientation room. And, in fact, let's give you all a treat. This we haven't done for a while. I did this, I believe, yesterday at our workshop. And we went up on one of the Lightship Defense Fleet ships. So we're going to do that today since we're on the Lightship. These ships are used to fight the darkness. And we'll go on the smaller ones. And this one here that we're going on is around 150 foot in diameter. And we're walking now on a sort of like a metal, it's kind of spongy floor. Coming out of the center of this spacecraft, we all have our own. And coming out of the center of it is a ramp. And this one here happens to have the same as last night, but it was green and orange. So when you step on a step to walk up, and it's hovering about 20 foot in the air. So the step you step on is going to be green, and the one ahead of you is orange until you step on it. So here we go. We're walking up. So we went up to the top, and we're being greeted. Right now there are 6 light beams there, and they're going to tell you how to actually fly this light ship for defending the light territory, okay? This is a defense fleet ship, one of them, and we all have our own. And we're going through an orientation now for probably about 4 hours on how to fly it. And right now we're there having the instructions. And we're going to be moving this out. So I want everybody to lift their hand, maybe their left arm or right arm, kind of move it up and down a little bit and kind of sense the gravity. And this is the artificial gravity of the light ship. It'll be different when you're on this other defense fleet ship. So we're now sitting on a chair, and this chair has like a keypad at the end of your hands on the armrest. And you know which buttons to push, so you're going to feel probably your fingers moving around and finding the proper location on this keypad. So let's put the ramp up on the little ship here, and we all have one. They're going to be moving out of the light ship, going out 1/3, 2/3, and now we're out in space. So you may have already felt the gravity shift a little bit around you. There's a window that you can look out of. There's star maps, many, many things that's available to you to use if you need that. And we're now going to move at full speed ahead. Remember, the light ship does not live in time or does not operate in the time-based reality. So we're not going to be traveling at the speed of light. Okay, this is much faster. So we're going to go full speed ahead, going across the whole universe of light and stopping instantly. Now we're going to go full speed backwards, okay? And next we're going to go straight up and straight down. And let's do some figure eight patterns, like loop-de-loops here. So we're doing that right now. And I like taking people into different planets. So let's go into one of the stars that are here. And we can just kind of check it out. And we're looking at the star. And this star, we'll just call it a planet instead of a star. So the planet here looks like a little dot. And we're moving over to it right now. And now we can see it across our whole viewing screen. We can increase the screen, kind of like zooming in. and we can look at the trees that are on this particular planet. So we're going to go there right now, and we're hovering and not landing. And we're going out to walk along a little pathway that's there. And we're seeing different types of life forms. These are normally animals. Some are very large. You might be able to smell the oxygen that's there for us to breathe. And we can just kind of have some fun there, just looking around, seeing things. You can check out the sky, very, very clear to me. It's kind of like a light blue color. You can see forever, basically. We can check out some water. There's a waterfall there, walking over to it here. And we can taste the water. And it's kind of like a really nice experience. The water is very, very refreshing. It's different than the lightship water. But you can actually sense the way it is. And yes, Jerry's asking, no G-forces. Yes, there's no G-forces whatsoever. And let's go over, and they have some edible, say, plant life there. Normally, the light beings don't eat. They use life force energy, but these energies, we could probably have a little sample of that. We'll have to have permission from the plant to do this here. So here we go. Looks like we're going to a plant that actually grows some type of nut, so we can get some of their nuts that are fresh and have some nuts. And you might enjoy that. And let's go back into the light ship. So we're walking back, going up the ramp. And now we're going to hover away from this particular planet in the light. We're now going to come and go over where the Earth is here. And you can see it. Again, it's a small dot. And as we get closer, which is instant, the light only works in the now, so you don't have any travel time. We're now looking at it, and it's probably about, looking out the window in front of you, it's probably about half of that size. And now we're going into the Earth itself, so we're coming down through the clouds. You see the ground here, and we can go maybe, if you wish, to one of the deserts. And we're going down through all the sand, going into the Earth itself. And now we're going to what I would probably call like center Earth, the middle Earth, something like that. The name is just what I'm using as to describe where we are. There's books about different things like that, but this is completely different. And we're going now to the location to where this part of the Earth actually has life, just like the other planet has. And this location is a little different than what we have here. And like yesterday, I am seeing like three suns. And we're over a vegetation area. But adjacent to that is a beach. So we can walk down this ramp again. You can notice the colors changing on the ramp. As you walk down, you're standing on the green one. And the one in front of you going down is orange. This tells you which way you're going and where the steps are. So we're going down this, walking on the ground. And right now we're walking on like a brown ground. It's real spongy, very soft to walk on, kind of feels like velvet. And now we're going into where the sand is from the beaches. So here we go. You can pick up the sand if you wish. There's really no weight to it. It just sparkles. It's like kind of like looking at quartz crystals with a lot of lights, or like faceted diamonds, we'll say. And we're going to go into the water now. And this is real. You're up there with your physical body. You're in there now. You can put your feet in the water if you wish. You can also go swimming. So whatever you choose to do. If you want to go in the water completely, you can just go in there. You're never going to drown because it's high buoyancy. It doesn't have salt in the water. It's crystal clear. And it's like healing water also. So again, request healing if you have any skin conditions. And here we go. We're under the water now, and we can actually breathe underwater. And coming to us is one of the whales that's there. Remember, you can see for miles underwater, so a whale's coming over to us. and we can pet the whale. We can hop on it if we wish and swim with it. We're down now with the plant life, looking at that. And we're also looking at snails. So this is very, very peaceful. And we're having our own experience looking at the different fish. Next, we're going to go out of the water. Looks like the whale wants to kind of jump out of the water. And it's going up about 100 feet in the air. I'm just coming down. It's kind of fun to go up and down with the whale. And now we're going to be returned back to the beach. And we're walking now back to the small defense fleet ship. Now, if you notice, your body is not wet either. And now we're going up the ramp. And get up and get into our seat. We know how to operate this defense fleet ship. Here we go. We're going up, out. And start to come out of the earth here through the sand. And we can see now the clouds in the sky. And now we're going to come back to the light ship. So I mentioned before about the light ships and them battling the darkness. So let all of you try the defense mechanisms on this particular light ship. And they put out pure white light. And there's a little button that you can push, so the light beams that are with us is uncovering that, so it won't cause any harm to anything around you. And this little button you just press, and it puts out pure white light in front of you. So when you're ready, just press that button, and you're going to see white light like you've never seen before. It's instant. It goes across the whole universe of light. And if anything is of the darkness in front of it, it is completely disintegrated. And you can hit it a few times and just kind of have that experience. And you can know what it is like to see pure white light. There we go. So let's go back to the light ship. And again, I remember telling you to check the gravity, the way it feels with your arm. So move your arm up and down now a few times. And now we're going, and then move it also when we get completely inside of the light ship. So we're going in one-third of the way in. You can move it now if you want a little bit, two-thirds. And now we're in the artificial gravity of the light ship. And you should feel your arm being a little more dense, a little heavier. So we'll go now to the healing rooms now. And we're talking to the light beam doctors. And the healings that you've had tonight are between the doctors and yourself. We're getting ready to come back down, so we need to request to have our animals and pets, whatever we brought up, the flower, tree, gardens, etc., with us here. And I'll count to five as you come back down. So here we come. So you're going to feel the energy shift around your body completely as you're disconnected from the light ship link to transport you there physically. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. We are there now, back here. So I hope you enjoyed this, and we'll see if our co-host is on. Hope you had your wonderful healing. So we'll see if Sylvia is out there. So Sylvia, are you there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, and welcome, everyone, and wow, wasn't that just incredible? What a treat to actually get to experience the defense fleet ship and to be able for each of one of us to fly our own, pilot our own ship and experience going to those wonderful locations. So that's amazing. Thank you so much, Ron, for that experience. That's great. It sounds like the people at your workshop had quite a wonderful experience in New York. So would you like to talk about anything? I know usually when you go there and you do those workshops, amazing things come to light or wonderful things happen, and it's always great to hear about it.
We had a lot of fun at the workshops, brought in different energies. One was the energy of what it feels like to be stopped in the time-based reality. And the other one is what it feels like to be in source energy without time, okay? Had a lot of feelings, answered a lot of questions, and just had a lot of fun. The main thing I think that people do finally understand is that, you know, the light never created duality. And once you fully get that, then your whole perspective changes. Because the light creates light, and the light did not create darkness to have the mere reflection of that. Because the darkness is, you know, a creation all on its own. And we had some wonderful people there and some special visitors, which I can't talk about, but it was quite something to see some nice energy come in. We'll talk about what I saw today. I've been mentioning about the timelines crashing. So I'll describe that to all of you, but what's happening. The aliens control each one of our timelines. Remember when you become abducted and you don't feel like you're here, but a phone's in your place, then you're somewhere else. But you're controlled by a timeline, and you can use the word timeline and parallel lifetime as the same thing. So the aliens take you into a parallel life on their timeline. And, you know, you could have 500 of these. This is why you don't get much done in your life, because you're always on another timeline doing something differently. And the clone is here. That's not very intelligent. So this is kind of what happens. So when we have ourself here, then we know that we're here, and we have a lot more consciousness. So let's kind of talk about what happens when you're abducted into a timeline. What normally happens to most people is that they lose their consciousness. Your memory maybe only goes back a couple of weeks, maybe even a month at the most. And you're just dealing with what's on your plate in front of you. So you don't really have any past knowledge, although you could bring it up. But the clone that is of you that's here, that all your friends see, and you still think that you're here, but it just kind of numbed out a lot. And once you return, you look a little different. So they instantly create a clone for you when they stop the timeline for you to become abducted. This happens all the time. This is what I call driving into the billboard. And once you're finally here, then, you know, you can live your life as normal and you get things done. Now, each alien race will say, or individuals in the alien races, control a timeline. So a particular race will not connect to the same exact timeline as somebody else's. So you may have, let's say, the 500 parallel lifetimes running at the same time, and each alien race is controlling that, so they don't intermix. So what's happening now is that these timelines are crashing because the light ship is at about 20,000 BC, and it's taken out the alien races, which also is taking out the control issue there that they're bringing to you. And when they eliminate the control issue, which is the timeline, which is what you're on, these timelines are basically crashing, just like psychic cords being dropped. And so if you're on a timeline and the alien race is terminated, then all of a sudden you may find yourself mixed up for a little bit, because you're actually falling and you're being, you know, rejoined to a different timeline. And or the timeline itself, if it's gone, and you're used to going to that timeline to do something, or they want to abduct you, all of a sudden your whole life can be kind of turned, you know, maybe 90 degrees out, and you may just feel, you know, not in sync with yourself. And the timelines actually give you motivation sometimes, because they cause a lot of trauma and pain in your body because of the situations that you're dealing with in that timeline. They can actually do tortures on you when you're in those timelines. So everything happens. when you're here, you're pretty good because you're in the moment, hopefully. But when you're not in the moment, you're probably going to be on a timeline. This is why I tell people to pinch themselves gently to get themselves back here. So today what we saw was the clouds here in New York, and they look pretty weird. I mean, I never saw clouds like this. I don't know. Do we have anybody out there from New York? Maybe we do, that has possibly seen the clouds today. Normally the flat bottom clouds are the aliens, and you're going to see the darkness in them. And when you're in the present moment, the clouds will probably be more rounded, you know, puffier. But the clouds today look like kind of like looking at ice from an airplane that was broken and cracked on the ocean. And you have like little pieces there. So we'll just see if we can get a caller to call in if they have been back in New York watching the clouds. Most people are unaware of the clouds, but we'll just say so. If anybody wants to call in, you can come on and just describe if you happen to see clouds in New York here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I think I just heard a beep. So do we have a caller on the line?
Hi, yeah, it's Chris.
Hi
there.
Hi, Chris. Welcome.
And I just happened to catch the last thing that you were saying there, Ron. I am in New York, and I did happen to see the clouds today. And it was kind of funny. I would use the same words that you use, like broken up pieces of ice, but they looked like icebergs, like actual icebergs. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen the country of Iceland, it's like a bunch of floating islands or ice or whatever. It looked just like how it would look if you were in an airplane flying over Iceland. It's what the clouds looked like when I was on the ground looking up at them, you know? They were all like just little floating icebergs. I've never seen anything like it before. It's very interesting. Because I was calling in, so I didn't really hear your explanation. So what is that like? These like kind of postage stamp looking clouds. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, what I perceived. We all have seen like a broken window on a car, and you look at the glass on the ground, and it kind of is like shiny. So just kind of take that the glass. Instead of having it see-through, make it white. And that's kind of how it looks. Everything is separated. Just really strange. Kind of like postage stamps that are kind of tasted up in the sky at different angles. And the most interesting thing was what I saw. There were some vertical lines which had blue sky off and on in the sky. Now, you don't normally see vertical lines in the sky, and these had like separation points amongst these like pieces of glass, just like you broke a car windshield up there. Just very, very interesting. So what happened was that timeline that was probably where the spaces were was completely eliminated. The other ones are probably the broken timelines that are being disintegrated, and they show up in the clouds. So if any of you have had, kind of just a weird day, or you just feel a little strange, people don't know where they're going. Maybe they're walking, and they go, gee, what am I doing here? Just being a little disoriented with where they are physically for a minute or two. That's because the aliens are being terminated, and when that happens, their timeline is also being eliminated. So this is the darkness and how the darkness controls us. And these timelines also work underground here, which I call in the basement, going into the different alien races that are beneath our ground. And I've been down to about 50 levels so far, if you want to kind of visualize that, where aliens live. And it's not very pleasant. Remember, we're on the surface here kind of like cattle, then down below they send us this mind controlling stuff, and we're you know, a victim to whatever they choose to do to us. This is why I call this place a prison planet. But hopefully, you know, you may be feeling the freedom, and you may feel your body becoming looser. And the negative aspect of that is that sometimes, like I said earlier, people are used to being controlled. And when you have your freedom, what are you going to do with it? Remember, some people don't like to go outside of the box. They feel very comfortable being inside of a box in their own consciousness. Well, that's being broken apart now. So you're going to be able to have the free choice, free will that you were supposed to have. And this is ongoing here. And there are, you know, alien faces up in the clouds sometimes. So I have that on one of the comments. Yes, they are, but a lot of these don't have that. You know, just the clouds that I've seen. I did see one that looks like the Sphinx up in the clouds. That was there. So that must have been one of the timelines. So remember, every culture that's here has an alien race that brought you here, and this is how they control you. This is why, you know, we have wars. The different alien races want to control something, so they get together and fight with each other. This is why we have the carcass removal on the website to get the aliens out of you, the poisoning waste product and carcass removal. So, you know, what you're going to feel probably in, you know, the next few months is a lot more freedom. And with this freedom, you might see the government's changing, giving you more freedom, too. I don't know how that's going to work, but remember, it's as above, so below. And everything is in the control mode. The darkness wants to control everything. And so it just depends what where you are on that pecking order. So I guess back to you, Chris, if you're still online. Then we'll turn it over to Sylvia. How did you felt?
Well, let's see.
Yes.
I'm sorry, say that again.
How have you felt, you know, in the last week with the timelines crashing?
Oh, well, that's funny that you mentioned, because earlier today I was like not sure what I wanted to do something, and I was literally on the street like going back and forth like in a straight line. Like I'll start going one direction, I'll be like, no, I'm gonna go this way instead. No, wait, I'm gonna go in this way. No, I did it about 4 or 5 times before I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. So that was very interesting. Otherwise, I can't say that I've ever felt as peaceful as I do. It's funny, as more time goes on, my body seems to not feel so apprehensive and agitated, but at the same time, I couldn't tell that my body was apprehensive and agitated to begin with. Everything just feels like it's moving more into peace and more into balance, and I don't know, it's just a really cool time to be alive, I guess you could say. That's all I got for right now.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, Chris. So, turn it over to you, Sylvia. Just like we see other things about clouds on the fast chat there.
Yeah, and it's great to hear different people's experiences of that, and it's interesting how similar things can be going on in the skies in different locations. So let's see. I guess Frank is asking about vertical rainbow energy, time holograms breaking up. Would you say that might be what it is, if somebody's seeing a vertical rainbow?
Yeah, that's very possible. A while back, we saw a rainbow that was, like, fractured. Had really weird colors in it. I've seen ones that were real beautiful, too. So everything changes. But remember, what's being real is what you see with your eyes closed, okay? And we're dealing with that also, because if you close your eyes, that's reality. and what you see with your eyes open may not be reality at all. So, or this is what I talk about, you know, driving into the billboard. But you're actually seeing the reality that they're giving us crashing, getting eliminated. So, you know, you might actually find physical things here changing, you know, the perception. So back to you, Sylvia. So what you thought was real, that looked physical, may not even be here any longer. That's a possibility, too.
Sort of like the matrix breaking up. Yeah, so
okay.
I think I heard another beep. Do we have another caller on the line?
Yes, hi, this is Victoria Ann. Hello, Yvonne. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Victoria Ann. Do you have a question for Ron or a comment or something for tonight?
Yes, I do. I was looking at the viewpoint of how we are to get freed with our bodies from the dark guys, and how to get free with our spirit. Now, those are our body and our spirit are from separate lines. And if Yvonne could give a little bit of explanation on how the dark side manipulates, you know, differently with our bodies as they do with the spirit. And, you know, just, you know, there's a difference, because when you follow your spirit line, or your, you know, your who you are as a spirit, it's different. You're in different, you know, you're not, you know, you may be in a different genetic line, as opposed to the body has its own DNA genetic line. If you could clarify that, because if I'm dealing with the dark side, I want to know whether they're hitting me on the spirit side or the body side. That was just something that's come up for me this week.
Okay, they can actually abduct you either way or both. So that's a good one. You could have your spirit still here and your physical body abducted into a timeline, and your body will have the consciousness, but with your spirit here, it really won't know what's happening, you know, and in your place will be a clone, but your spirit will not go into a clone body. Now, if your spirit is abducted and your physical body is left here, then you may feel like a lack of energy, and your spirit now will be forced into a cloned type of body there, and it will look like you, but it won't have anything. This is how the dark side gets the energy from you in a cloned body. I don't think your spirit's going to stay in that cloned body very long, because it'll finally realize that the body is not created of light, but it won't go into it. So remember, you have to have light to light.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just look at the people around you now, because as these timelines are crashing, you're going to probably see more clones coming and going more frequently, because they're being brought back from the timelines, and there's really no order.
Mm-hmm.
Before, the order was very simple. You'd be abducted to a timeline, and all the other alien races are waiting for you to return. And then when they bring you back here, then another race could take you. And, you know, they're using your body and your spirit to charge up their own life force. So, you know, remember, you're in time, so they can have you out of here having a clone in your place for 10 minutes, we'll say. But you could be actually there for maybe a year. And so what's happening to you in that year's time? Well, they're doing stuff to you, maybe just a life like you have here. And you don't really know what's happening, and you're trying to make money, trying to do this and that, and you're going through more trauma. Then you come back here, and you might wonder, gee, you know, I was broke over there. Here I have lots of money, or vice versa. So it's really a mind screw over, and you have to understand
right.
What's really happening to you, and that's what's going on. But watch the people around you, and look for those dull eyes. You know, the eyes look like a dull eye.
Now, is
okay?
It possible?
Fast-sized.
I had one. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting, because the clones will have no life force energy. So sample 10 people around you. Put your hand out with your palm chakra in your hand, and feel the energy of people. and allow and tell your body that you want to sample spirit energy with your hand. And you're going to find that you're going to go to one person. You know, you can do it maybe from behind them if you're walking or something. You're going to find probably one person out of 10 will have no energy. And then if you're curious, you might want to go around and take a look at them in the face, okay, and see how they look. And you're going to realize that, like the movie They Live, instead of having the special goggles to see the aliens taking up the place where they have a human-looking body and you can actually see the shapeshift of the original aliens inside of them, you're going to notice that you're not alone here. You don't have, you know, the people here may not be human. So it gets to be very complicated, kind of very scary if you want to be scared. But the main thing is you want to be yourself. So you want to keep bringing yourself into this Earth energy. So the Earth's energy is now here, this moment, as I'm talking, in the light. So planet Earth is here.
Great. So with this crashing of the timelines, thank you for that. With the crashing of the timelines, is that going to free up the spirits that are caught in other parallel universes? So if we really stay heart-centered, we can maybe get our spirits back more easily or more quickly than we would have otherwise?
At some point, I would say yes. You know, the lightship will find you as the timelines are no longer. You know, as long as, you know, that keeps taking place, yes. So I'm sure the lightship is doing a massive cleanup campaign in those timelines. Although, when you're on that timeline, they could also, remember, the timeline is there for them to use your energy. But it is possible that they could have taken you to a planet of the darkness, too, where there's no time. So it's kind of hard to say, but hopefully the answer is yes. So back to you,
okay,
Sylvia.
Ron.
It looks like time is flying
you,
here. Since time is reality here.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for calling, Victoria Ann. And yeah, boy, it's like we blinked and the hour was over. So
it looks like Peter also said in Australia that the clouds are weird there also. So very unusual, he says. So, very good. Things are changing.
Yes. And I guess we are next on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific with Ron and Annika, and then Wednesday at 7, and the following Friday at 7 on Station 2. So we have three shows next week, and then the Saturday show where we get to go to the lightship again. So we'd love to have you with us for all of those if you can make it. And I'll just say blessings, everyone, and good night.
Okay, and same here. And do the mind-to-heart drop. That way you're going to be with yourself in your body. Remember, when you're in your head, you have the questioning going on. When you're in your heart, you're at complete peace. And I'll bring in the peace energy through the light beam as we close the show off here. So see you all Monday in a couple of days. So blessings and the peace energy with you for the next 1 hour. Thank you, everybody. See you later. Bye.
Good night, everyone.